KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. House Republicans in Washington are demanding a briefing from the Secret Service on the cocaine found at the White House. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer called the incident unacceptable and shameful. The bag of cocaine was found Sunday night in a common area of the West Wing. The Biden family was away at Camp David at the time. And it wasn't your imagination. It was hot all over the globe. July 6th was the Earth's warmest day on record. That marks the fourth day in a row of record high temperatures. One scientist told CNN, the new highs are the hottest in at least 100 years. And happy birthday to rapper Lil' Kim, who turned 49. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Forever Rewarded, the Forever 21 credit card, is proud to bring its customers unmatched experiences, including an iHeartRadio theater concert featuring Madison Beer, live at the end of July. Details coming soon. Are you Forever Rewarded? Subject to credit approval. Issued by Comenity Bank.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're tuned in to Urban Family Focus. Yes, we're that show that talks about those subjects that doesn't get discussed enough within our homes. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and even grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. As I always tell you, our goal is to make sure that early bird catches the worm with Urban Family Focus. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, motivation to live your best life. I'm bringing you a word for the week that comes from an unknown source. It says, before God, we were all equal and all wise and also equally foolish. Equality means unless it is incorporated into our institutions. Until we get equality in education, we won't have equal society. Equality implies individuality. Yes, we got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. So I want you to tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. You know, we just celebrated our nation's independence from an imperialistic rule to become a government elected individuals who rule selectively and unjustly. On Juneteenth, we celebrated the emancipation of our physical slavery. But we have yet to completely break the shackles of mental trauma that resulted. Some believe we have everything we need and deserve everything we get, while others wait on a monetary reward for the injustices done and promises not kept. Our supermarkets give us the illusion that they're rolling back prices, but the Supreme Court is demonstrably rolling back liberties gained, leaving many to believe equality is moonwalking backwards instead of doing the electric slide forward. So how is this political trauma impacting our ability to live our best life? And what can we do as a community to resolve the inner conflict it causes? One of our resident psychologists, Dr. Gloria Moreau, was supposed to be here this morning, but she had a medical emergency. We wish her and her family well. But we have with us this morning someone that I define as a radical and critical thinker, a brother that I've known most of my life, Dr. Larry Coco Welton, founder of the Mirai Institute of Creative Intelligence. But before we got spiritual, we were extremely militant and down for the cause, as they say. Revolutionary and civil rights veteran Dr. Coco, as a teenager, wore the black leather jackets and Tams, and he also wore the green army jacket and combat boots. We demonstrated and brought forth a political and social change in the classrooms and in the courtroom. He was one of the first male students admitted to Vassar College. After completing his metaphysical ministerial studies, he became an inspirational and often controversial political lecturer. Dr. Coco, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, my dear friend, Minister Gerald.
So, Dr. Coco, I gave a few highlights, but let's reach back. You know, let's go all the way back to, we don't have to go to Green Meadows. We don't have to go all the way back to South Park or 93rd. But let's talk a little bit about Fremont, because that's when you really kind of stepped on the forefront as far as creating change within a community. So just give us a few highlights about that era and how we move into becoming a minister that motivates people to live their best life.
Well, it's difficult, if not awkward, to speak of myself, so I will do it in a broader context. We are a part of a movement, a dynamic movement that was going on globally. It affected us at the high school level. And by certain, the Black Student Union of Fremont High School was a vanguard organization within the black community at that time, as we described it. That set of events, those experiences, molded and shaped me permanently to be on a course of what I call now of evolving my own soul. I can never, ever remove those experiences, nor the great thinkers and martyrs who laid the way for us to be able to do the things that we did, notably such as we're the only generation ever in the history of the United States that ever ended a war. We ended a war in Vietnam. And there are many, many other critical aspects to what we were able to achieve during those times.
So when you talk about that experience we had when we literally, your brother did some documentaries on this subject where we literally shut the school down. What was the, in my recollection, it was because we felt we were getting an inferior education. What was the motivation that brought you and brothers like Ricky Ivey together to make that move?
Well, first, let's pluralize that. Mm-hmm. Schools. We shut down multiple schools simultaneous, and it was a huge impact. And it was so much that it was caused the system itself to create an opportunity for them to then indict us. Mm-hmm. First group of juveniles ever to be indicted for conspiracy charges. Our aim at that time was not just to bring in, think about it. We were seeking academic changes. So that was over 50 years ago that we were talking about computer tech classes. Mm-hmm. That was over 50 years ago that we were talking about storm drain projects. So we, and then don't forget our Saturday 8 program, where we were saying we should be allowed to come onto the property on Saturdays, clean it up, but also provide rehabilitation to the real estate structures themselves. Mm-hmm. So we were, in my opinion, visionary.
And those days, as you say, will never be forgotten. As a matter of fact, today they're having a reunion on the campus of Fremont
really?
High School for all classes.
Wow.
It's mostly people from the 60s and 70s show up, not a lot of the young people, but it's something they do annually at Fremont High School. For all you Pathfinders who may be listening, it's today on campus at Fremont High School. So, Dr. Coco, we're going to get into what the meat of what we're here to talk about, which is political trauma. and how it has impacted how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about our future, and more importantly, what can we do as a people to overcome some of the shackles that we still have on our mind and some of the diversions that are being thrown at us every single day to keep us from focusing on where we need to be and from which we have come. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Coco Welton. We come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Are you looking to steer your career in a new direction? Driving for Culver City Bus can be your ticket to a long-lasting career with excellent benefits and paid training. Culver City Bus is looking for customer service and safety-minded bus operators to join the growing team. Culver City Bus offers on-the-job training starting at $19.10 per hour, uniform allowance, and health benefits. Culver City Bus is a great employer. Let Culver City Bus connect you with an essential service job. If you enjoy driving, seek real opportunities for career advancement, and passionate about making a difference in the community, then you are invited to join the Culver City Bus team. Start your journey today by submitting an application at culvercity.org/jobs. For more info, visit culvercitybus.com or call live customer service operators at 310-253-6500.
You're ready to level up to your next home or your first home, but maybe you still have some questions. Come check out Rocket. We're ready to help. Start with a Rocket Mortgage home buying plan and get Rocket rewards along the way for cash toward closing. You got this, and Rocket's got you. Only with Rocket. Visit RocketBuyingPlan.com to get started today.
Call 866-357-5727 for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith. A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation this morning with Dr. Coco Welton, who's one of the more critical thinkers that I know, and we're talking about this political trauma that we've been impacted with for a long time and recently with some of the decisions that have just been handed down, and how it impacts us, how it affects us mentally, physically, and spiritually, and what we can do as a community to deal with these things that have been pushed in our face over the time that we've been here in this country. So Dr. Coco, give us your overview of where this political trauma initiated in modern times.
Well, for you and I,
yes,
our generation, you go back to Fremont High School. Mm-hmm. We were in high school, perhaps the 10th grade, mm-hmm. when Dr. King was summarily executed. That was severely traumatic. Within 5 weeks of his public execution, then Senator Robert Kennedy, irrespective of what our politics were, mm-hmm. now or then, that was severely traumatic, and affected us because, as I recall, at that time, he represented a hope for a lot of our generation. Mm-hmm. Regardless of our politics then or now, He did. Mm-hmm. And once he was killed, then it was as if the wind, the air was sucked from our lungs. As it affects us today regarding the Supreme Court's decision, there are a lot of levels by which we could view that. I'm going to choose to go up to at least a helicopter level, not a rooftop, not a ground level, and look at it from a larger perspective. Mm-hmm. The United States is being fractured. At the Mariah Institute, we were proposing this decades ago. Now, it has to be fractured. It has to be diminished because it is put into the mind of the species of humans, liberty. That idea of liberty, irrespective, again, of whatever your politics are, the idea that a soul can be sovereign is antithetical to the Matrix. The idea that you can have sovereignty of your soul, that you do not have to suffer the dominion of people that have power, we call them the predator class, that is a dangerous idea. And so with respect to the United States today, you're watching it be fractured and eventually will have civil conflict against itself. And so the idea that the Supreme Court is rolling back the affirmative action proposals and laws that were instituted, it's not unusual to combine that with all of the other gerrymandering, police shootings, just the idea that people now are being shown the United States is being broken up, and it will be broken up.
So, you know, I've often thought about just the name itself or the brand that we were given, the United States of America. And when I look at history, I don't see many times when we were united about anything or these, you know, when everybody was together on the same page. It appears to me that this idea of, you know, Republican versus Democrat, black versus however you want to break it up, you know, there's always been conflict. There's always been a challenge as to who's right and who's wrong and who wins. And one of the things that I was told, brought to my attention years ago, and I think you may have been one of the people who said it, was that this country is really a corporation, and it's run by, you know, like a corporation. And as you know, corporations make money when there is a large mass of people at the bottom that work for less and will do for little so they can make more profit in the end. How do you take that corporate idea of this country and talk to how it's, you know, rolls down to us as some of these things that we're dealing with?
Well, you've entered into a hugely deep rabbit hole, but evidence-based rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. So without opinion, and just make observation.
Right.
The United States as a corporation is actually a jurisdiction. That's why Washington, D.C., it will never be a state. Mm-hmm. It's an administering body, principally from the Crown of England. Mm-hmm. So they administer jurisdiction over the lands, which you call the 50 states. The idea that United States would represent some type of unitary cohesion, in other words, we are one unified group that moves in union with itself, well, that's not going to happen anywhere on the planet. That's just not the way the human species is. But with respect to the United States being a corporation, that's legally identifiable. So there it is. With respect to going back to the earlier point, the United States being a unified country, it's difficult, extremely difficult to succeed in the experiment of bringing vast numbers of cultures from other lands, other languages, other histories. If you want a modern day example of that, look at what happened with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, the USSR. Once that was disbanded, people went back essentially to their own, quote, ethnic groups, and they suffer with that today. The United States was intentionally infiltrated with vast numbers of different cultures of people so that there could never be a cohesive collective resistance to overthrow the power. And that's what you have today, an extremely difficult idea of trying to unify people just to resist.
Well, you know, I mean, this topic that we're talking about, political trauma, can get deep, if you will, and it can go a lot of different directions. And we invite those who are listening that have comments about it to call in at 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580. As a matter of fact, we have a caller on hold right now on line one. We have Michael on line one. Michael, you want to give us some comments on your thoughts on political trauma and how it's impacting us and what we can do about it today?
Gerald, how are you this morning?
Doing wonderfully.
And, you know, as I sit outside and I'm pulling up, you know, all of these plants that I need to get rid of, you know, first of all, I want to tell you, I think this is a very interesting topic. But I want to approach it from a different perspective. I know we always address issues of black and white, or at least some of the problems that black people have in this country when addressing issues like this. But, you know, I always like to look back at to, you know, reasons they assassinate and kill people, you know, when they have a strong political platform. You know, as long as Martin Luther King was talking about helping black people, you know, he kind of had free reign to do it. He didn't have any major issues. I mean, they weren't talking about assassinating him. They would talk about it, but you never saw any, you know, severe actions towards it. But when he started talking about uniting poor people, that became a major issue for this country. So, you know, as I sit back and I think about these things and I look at some of the issues that, you know, that we're going through currently, you know, it always seems that they try to get the poorest of the poor to you know, put them at odds with one another instead of allowing people to voice their opinions on how this affects each other. So when we start talking about this political trauma, I mean, does that play a big role into it? Do you guys see it that way, or am I totally off base with this?
Well, I'm going to let Dr. Coco comment, but I will just say, no, I don't believe you're totally off base, because one of the tactics that is used, Dr. Coco and I earlier were talking about the last time we heard people comment on the Willie Lynch letter. I know everybody remembers that, about pitting, you know, black, you know, rich against poor, light against dark, you know, all of those kind of things of dividing people. I don't think you're off base at all, because what initiated the black and white issue was something that happened years ago in the 16th, 17th century. I believe it's called Beacon's Revolt. And that's because the indentured servitude of this country initially was made up of more than just black folk. There were poor whites from Europe and other places that were in servitude here by the landowners here in the United States of America. And when they had this revolt over a political issue and they came together as a unit and started protesting the conditions they were under, the people in charge at that time said, wait a minute, we can't have this uprising. So they made a decision to say, okay, if you are white in complexion, you can own land, you can have property, we'll give you some aid, we'll help you get started. If you're black, you remain in servitude. So those people who were working together, living together, intermarrying, doing all the kinds of things that poor people do when they're in unity, that got broken up because, I mean, let's face it, if the man tells you you can have a gun and some land and some freedom, you're going to take it, you know, and the brother you used to work in the field with, you know, I still love you, baby, but I'm gone. So that idea of poor people's campaign and trying to bring poor people together is a threat to what we were speaking to earlier, which is the corporate structure. Dr. Coco?
Michael, please, by all means, I'm totally empathetic to your point of view. Find no reason at all to have any discrepancy or disagreement with it. If you would allow me to kangaroo hop to, again, a broader context, I don't any longer have the black and white concern, nor do I have the imperialist capitalist concern at all. This is a species matter. You have a species that is evolving to its next level of existence, and it is going to be a struggle to do so. And most of that species will be lost. But this is the nature of the cosmos. Now, I don't want to be broadly metaphysical, but that's the reality you're confronted with. So it isn't a matter of black and white, not to myself, nor is it a matter, as I said, of these ideological conflicts that allowed people like you, Michael, people like Minister Gerald. This is evolving our souls. So the issue that I see with respect to political trauma, these are the side issues. These are the collateral issues that happen as a species is making its way to the next level of its existence. And that tension, that conflict, that cataclysmic event or events that takes place is all a part of that process. So These are the ways of past lives of other civilizations that exist throughout all of the cosmos, and that's a plural there. And right now you're seeing it play out, and I'll close my point with this. That is the advantage that the predator class has. They keep the species locked into these trivial, small matters when there is a much, much, much broader picture that they're looking at.
Yeah. Michael, thank you for calling in for that comment. This must be a hot topic because we have another caller online too. Randy, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Hey, good morning, you guys. You definitely hit the nail on the head here. Everything that my brother's talking about that went down there in November of 63 changed my life. That was one crazy third period we had, didn't we?
Yes.
They made that announcement. They made those announcements that these people are dead. I'm just like, what's going on? But at the same time, at that particular time we was in school, we were being prepared to have courses that those of us that didn't have the ability psychologically could work with our hands. All those courses are gone. It seems like every year, nitty penny things are being snatched out of our community that are leaving our young people in a valley of what do I do? What do I do? And it's getting worse. We go back to COINTELPRO back there in the 60s, 67. Okay, Black Panthers, we was drawing too many members, and all of a sudden weed went down from, what, $2 a cigarette to $5 a shoebox to disrupt the madness of what we was trying to put together back in those days. Every day they want you to turn your guns in because guns are dangerous. I got a lot of guns. I ain't none of them guns walked out of the room or come out of the safe and done anything to me. I mean, we have to really watch what we're being told, and the borders are down. But the Haitians and the Jamaicans get thrown back. I mean, every time you look around, these little bitty pieces of socialist climate is eating away at us. What are we got? Karen Bass, 2 months ago, fired some 100 truckers that were making over $300,000 a year with their dump trucks. Most of them was Black. With a project that had been in Los Angeles for 130 years. Now, what these guys don't know? You know, they're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? They did the same thing in the harbor 10 years ago. Got rid of every Black transportation company down there behind clean air. And we keep living with this madness. Okay, I'm done.
All right, Brother Randy.
Call back into the rabbit.
I'm glad you called in, and those are some interesting perspectives. And you know, you mentioned, you know, about things that are happening, and I'm a big proponent of bringing the trades back in schools. I think that was one of the things, you know, we talk about gang violence. We talk about what's happening in our young community and has been happening over the last 15 or 20 years. And I relate a lot of that to the fact that when we were doing what we did in high school, you didn't have to be an A student. You didn't have to be an athlete. You didn't have to be a pretty boy to have some self-worth. You know, you were able to go to wood shop, metal shop, architectural drafting, agriculture. I mean, there was everything you could think of where you could learn how to do something with your hands that made you feel manly, if you will, or made you have, gave you some self-worth. All of those things, when they were taken out of our community, how's a young brother going to get some attention other than act a fool, you know, and jump on somebody? So I'm with you 100% on that. And as far as the political things that are going on and people losing jobs and businesses, you know, people who get elected to office, as well-intended as they may be, in my opinion, I believe some of them are sincere in their efforts to do good things in the community. A lot of them, and I applaud anybody Black who makes it to a high level of office, because the imagery is something that's very important to us. But at the same time, it's a corporation. They have to play the corporate role if they want to climb the corporate ladder. And some things that they may be asked to do may not be something that we understand or something that we can accept at that time. So we're going to continue our conversation. I know Dr. Coco has a lot more to say, and we're going to get into some of these Supreme Court rulings and some of the voter gerrymandering that's resulting from that when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy Wife, Healthy Home, and a Healthy Community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. House Republicans in Washington are demanding a briefing from the Secret Service on the cocaine found at the White House. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer called the incident unacceptable and shameful. The bag of cocaine was found Sunday night in a common area of the West Wing. The Biden family was away at Camp David at the time. And it wasn't your imagination. It was hot all over the globe. July 6th was the Earth's warmest day on record. That marks the fourth day in a row of record high temperatures. One scientist told CNN, the new highs are the hottest in at least 100 years. And happy birthday to rapper Lil' Kim, who turned 49. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Forever Rewarded, the Forever 21 credit card, is proud to bring its customers unmatched experiences, including an iHeartRadio theater concert featuring Madison Beer, live at the end of July. Details coming soon. Are you Forever Rewarded? Subject to credit approval. Issued by Comenity Bank.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
I'm James Alexander, a proud member of AARP. 1967, I was 17. That spring, my friends, the Barcades, and I made Soulfinger. It was a hit. Number 3 on the charts. That summer, we became the great Otis Redding's band. First gig, the famed Apollo. That fall, we toured. That winter found me in a morgue identifying the bodies of my bandmates and Otis Redding. My music and their memories bring me joy. The Barcades forever.
What would you call a joy that is as solemn as it is sweet and knows no bounds? A joy that's beautifully rooted in soul and resilience. This is Black Joy, a joy that reflects pride and honor despite every challenge. AARP believes the power of Black Joy is limitless, and we celebrate this joy supreme. Join us in celebrating Black Joy at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
Shooing seagulls away from our beach snacks is easy, but keeping my frequent heartburn away, that was a full-time job. I had to chew up to 10 antacids a day to manage it. Then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one-and-done heartburn relief. Thanks to Prilosec OTC, now my heartburn's on vacation too.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. South Central Youth Empowered Through Action is the youth component of the impactful CBO, known as the Community Coalition. South Central Youth Empowered Through Action has chapters at almost every South LA high school. Say Yeah, as they are properly known, is located at 80th and Vermont, but serves young people all over South LA. Under the COCO umbrella, they train youth organizers, help underserved scholars prepare for college, and work with students to help them gain admission to top universities. South Central Youth Empowered Through Action fosters teen activism, where young people have led campaigns moving tens of millions of dollars to South LA schools and forcing officials to make AP classes available to students in under-resourced institutions. SCEL scholars have taken part in the March on Washington, been published in major news outlets, and been elected to city council. Long before she was mayor, Karen Bass started the program when she founded the Community Coalition. To donate, volunteer, or enroll a student in South Central Youth Empowered Through Action, please visit cocsouthla.org. cocsouthla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're talking this morning with Dr. Coco Welton, and we've had Randy and Michael, and those of you who have comments, 800-920-1580. We're talking about a subject we've entitled political trauma and how it impacts us mentally, physically, and spiritually, and what we need to do as a community to move through it. And we're going to continue our conversation, but before we do, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is sponsored by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance and civil rights by providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. The Los Angeles Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through its programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. So follow them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit them at laul.org to learn more and donate. So, Dr. Coco, we had some interesting comments from Randy. We had some interesting comments from Michael. But let's redirect, if you will, to some of the things that have happened most recently that caused this to be a hot topic, if you will. And those are the Supreme Court rulings that just recently came down. And one of them was, you know, considered by most an attack on affirmative action. What's your view on not just the backpedaling on certain civil liberties that we've fought for and earned over our course of time here? How do we move forward in spite of the fact that these things may continue to go in that direction?
Minister Gerald, thank you, Randy, for your call. I hope to be able to get back to a point you made. Minister Gerald, these matters are so complicated. They're not simple, even though we respond on your show with simplistic models. Mm-hmm. They're very, very complicated. But with respect to that, we try to present a simple model or an idea that might provide clarity. Affirmative action will be no more. It's never going to come back. It had its day. It shone its light, created opportunities. That's the end of that. The opportunity for you and I and others who come after us is the teaching that you and I are imbued with. Dr. Ronnie Jones is a great example. You yourself are a great example. Tavis Smiley is a great example. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and what he taught is a great example. This is the time now where individuals are going to have to pull themselves up by their bootstrap. I understand the concern for the masses. I get that idea. But as your elder, I can assure you, all collectivist ideas will go down the bathtub drain. the masses of people will not be saved. That is just the nature of not only a species in its evolving, but the times we are living in. Which leads me to this. The whole use of the pronouns we and us, particularly the melanated people who use that quite often because they have an aspiration to be unified, to be joined with each other. I get the vision and the dream, but that has to be redefined. What is we and what is us? Because I say that with respect to the shining examples that you've already been given in your history and that you have in play today. I didn't vote for Mr. Obama, neither term, because he didn't rep my policy. He didn't represent my policy or class issues. Not because I didn't like him, but he didn't represent my. But nonetheless, he shines as an example of a melanated person who can go through the executive terms, two of them, and come out without scathing scandal. He shines as an example of intelligence, of a quick learner in managing the huge bureaucracy as president. Those are examples for individuals to grab hold of and bring themselves to some awakening about what is it they can become? What can unfold from within them? On the other hand, you've got double O soul out there, armed to the gill, waiting as a predator, killers, who work the other end of consciousness to bring about death, grief, and destruction. That cannot be tolerated, but it's not going to go away. Why? Because they are taking life energy and life force toward the dark side, the destructive side. And most of them, you're not going to save them. You're not going to do it. So I'm saying that to say this. That is species evolving. It isn't black. It isn't white, as Randy pointed out. It isn't any of that. This is the nature of species. Your species, called human, is now at that critical point where it now knows what didn't work. Now it has got to open itself to what can. And I'm suggesting to you, those souls who have a higher idea of how to evolve themselves, clean themselves up, direct themselves toward a goal and an ambition that helps people as well as themselves. And I just gave you good examples, and you are one of those examples, as is Mr. Tavis Smiley.
Well, you know, you and I have had conversations about different topics over the years, and we don't always, are not always in lockstep, should sure. I say. And my retort of what you're saying, and not dispute of what you're saying, but my retort is, you know, we have always, from the 1600s to now, we've always had elite people, elite black folks, wealthy black folks. We had black plantation owners. We've always represented ourselves at the top level because we are that intelligent, that dynamic, that capable of doing so. But when you look at society or a civilization that we live in, these United States of America, you can go to any other country or continent, there are certain things that just simply need to be fair. I'll put it that way. So, yes, it's up to each of us as individuals to do be the best at whatever it is God gave us that opportunity to be. We could be the best janitor, just like we can be the best president of the United States. You know. But that goes back to what the brother Randy mentioned earlier and what I mentioned earlier. If you don't have tools and skills to work and produce for your family, and all you're bombarded with is visions of rich athletes and, you know, money and fancy cars and whatever, you fall into that human instinct of, let me just take care of myself. Let me just grab what I can grab and keep what I can keep and take what I can take and the hell with everybody else. That's a human instinct. It's not a black or white thing. Like you said, it's a human instinct. And to look at us and say, well, we do this, we do that, we do this. My retort to that is everybody does it. You know, they're wretched white gangsters and always have been. We've even put them on a pedestal and made movies about them, and they drove down the street shooting up everybody. And they're not looked at or viewed in the same way that a young brother that might be caught up in gangbanging in the community is viewed. They're viewed totally different. Why? Because they're white, number one, and number two, they represent the capitalistic regime that controls everything. So I understand that we, and I resist that bootstrap scenario only in that you got to have something to pull. And if you don't have anything to pull, you are by nature locked into a mindset. It's about how you think, as you and I know. No, you're locked into a mindset of daily, if not hourly, if not second by second survival. And once you get locked into that mindset, you're right. You're lost. Can't save you from that.
Here's a consideration. Mm-hmm. I say this not as a criticism at all, because I work hard to be an observer, mm-hmm. just an observer. In my lifetime, I've never seen this many millionaires or billionaires who have melanated skin. My question, again, observing, not a criticism, mm-hmm. just an, where's the bank? Where's the multinational bank? See, you and I had a discussion a while back, and it was quite passionate. I suggest your money's not organized.
Absolutely.
The melanated people do not have a supreme organizing of their monies. We have not necessarily seen that since the days of the Nation of Islam. On the other hand, though, you've got some powerhouse ministries throughout the United States, the lower 48, mm-hmm. who have melanated skin, and they have taken money, however they've gotten it, and they have organized it. And some of it is right down the street from these studios. And look at the huge impact, even though, think about it, you build an edifice worth tens of millions of dollars, but it sits idle for 6.5 days a week. But you come back later and you say, let's do it differently. And then they begin to buy real estate and provide housing.
I can't push back on those facts, but you can go throughout the world, as I've traveled other places, and there are huge monstrosities of Catholic churches with gold inlaid ceilings, and they're empty the same amount of time.
But you know what they did differently? One of the benefits that they have of those edifices, they launder money.
We got that. We know we're not playing the game at the highest level.
Okay,
but I'm just saying,
thank you.
It's not a black-white thing.
No.
It's more of a mindset thing. And I want to give our young people and our future a chance at least to develop some skills to take care of themselves. And if you take that away, if you take the education away, if you take the trade training away, if you don't give them skills, they can't pull themselves up. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Coco Welton and those of you who wish to join at 800-920-1580 when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy life, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
In our community, mental health struggles can sometimes go unnoticed. The suicide rate among Black youth has risen faster than any other ethnic group. Only one in three African Americans who need mental health care receives it. African American women are only half as likely as their Caucasian counterparts to seek professional mental health services. Even those who guide us spiritually can sometimes face their own challenges. 45% of pastors say they've experienced depression or burnout to the extent they need to take a leave of absence from ministry. As people of faith, it's time to acknowledge it's okay not to be okay. You can pray and get help. Visit normalizehelp.org for more information and resources. Join us in raising mental health awareness in our community. Funded by the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health and the Champion Counseling Center of Faithful Central Bible Church.
KBLA Talk 1580 salutes Black Lives Matter grassroots. Founded in Los Angeles in the wake of the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's killer, for a decade now, BLM organizers have stood on the front lines in the fight for racial justice with a mission of bringing an end to state-sanctioned violence against Black people. The movement is celebrating its first 10 years of beautiful struggle with a People's Justice Festival on Saturday, July 15th, right here in Leimert Park. Join Black Lives Matter grassroots for a day of food, scholars, music, dancing, and direct action, celebrating progress, power, and impact, uplifting 10 years of standing against state-sponsored violence and white supremacy in all its forms. For more information, visit BLMGrassroots.org. And happy 10th anniversary, Black Lives Matter, from all of us at KBLA Talk 1580.
you're ready to level up to your next home or your first home. But maybe you still have some questions. Come check out Rocket. We're ready to help. Start with a Rocket Mortgage home buying plan and get Rocket rewards along the way for cash toward closing. You got this, and Rocket's got you. Only with Rocket. Visit rocketbuyingplan.com to get started today.
Call 866-357-5727 for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
This is KBLA Talk 1580, where hate loses and love wins.
I live, you know, that's my life they're talking about. And they discovered enough finally to discover that I might have a reason for being in the streets. Well, you can hardly expect me to pick up my tambourine and start dancing because they finally figured that much out. I think it comes as news to a great many of my co-citizens that the reason that black people are in the streets has to do with the lives they're forced to lead in this country. And they're forced to lead these lives by the indifference and the apathy and a certain kind of ignorance, a very willful ignorance.
That was the great James Baldwin commenting on our topic today. Dr. Coco, do you have anything to add to what Mr. Baldwin was leading us towards, or did you get enough of it to grasp where he was going?
Well, he referred to himself oftentimes in the first person as Jimmy Baldwin. Mm-hmm. God would love his soul wherever plane it may be. With respect to his point, I want to clean up a little bit of what I might have been misunderstood. Those types of visionaries, thinkers, and writers, as Mr. Baldwin, clearly indicate that the system is set up to target blacks. The problem with that now is you've got all of these other groups here who are politically protected groups and have pushed the melanated people to the back of the line yet again, whether it's feminism, or whether it's the immigrant issue, or whether it's veteran rights, or whether it's the alphabet groups that have now identified themselves. All I can respectfully say is that we have the opportunity, if there goes that pronoun we, to shine as examples of exception, whether it's academic, whether it's financial, or otherwise. You've got Reginald Smith, Reginald Lewis, a billionaire, who did his thing with Beatrice Foods. So you're in the system. The melanated people are the system now.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah, they are the system.
We're in it, but the opportunity or window for people to climb through is being pushed down. It's being narrowed, and that's my concern. I believe we have a caller who wanted to make one more quick comment. We only have a minute here. You still there?
Right here.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes. Real quick. Well, I'm running short on time.
One of the things that I want to tell you guys are doing a great job, a great show this morning. But for everybody out there listening, they are claiming millions, thousands of jobs available. But at the same time, we got to watch out for the demons in our community that we don't realize are holding you back. This cannabis situation with marijuana is not going to work when it comes to these jobs in the city, when it comes to these $80,000, $90,000 a year driving jobs and flying airplanes. You can't do it, and that stuff is in our neighborhood. And now, as of Monday, new testing's coming down, and they'll put a DAC on your driver's license. You'll never drive, fly, or you maybe drive a car. We got to watch your mind, because your mind will get you killed. You know, we're not paying attention to the madness.
Got you. That's an alert that we need to have, even though, you know, there's some great medicinal purposes and it's quote unquote legal in some states. You're absolutely right. There are some jobs, some testing that won't allow you to be under the influence of it, as just like it won't allow you to come to work drunk. So we have to be keen on that. So, Dr. Coco, we're getting short on time. We only have a few minutes left to talk about anything. So I want your view, and you've given some of it, but I want solutions. How I am one who believe that we can and we should come together. I have not given up on the collective idea that we can, those rich millionaires that you're talking about, like I said, it only represents 8% of our population, where 20% of our population is still under the poverty line. Those people could come together and form a bank or financial institutions that allow us to educate ourselves, buy our own property. You know, I have that dream. Call me crazy if you want to, but I'm thinking that that can happen. So when we come back, we're only going to have a few seconds to talk, but I want you to give me your final view on what we can do as a collective people to fix this situation. We come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
1455 Frazee Road, Suite 1050, San Diego, California, 92108. CordellCordell.com.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk, KBLA Talk 1580.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We've had an interesting conversation this morning around our title, Political Trauma, and how it's impacting us. And we only have a few minutes left. And I want us who've been a part of this conversation to come away with some solutions on how we, and I do mean the collective we. So, Dr. Coco, you've given us some opinions, some of which I agree with, some of which I push back on. But I know you, and I know you have grandchildren. So what I want to know now in these next two or three minutes is, what are you telling your grandchildren when they come to you and say, I want to do this, I want to be this, I want to be that? I know you're not telling them that the party's over, so you're wasting your time. What are you telling your grandchildren, and how are you preparing them for their future?
Minister Gerald, that is why you are just an exceptional teacher. And the fact that you, during the break, brought me back to reality, you put my feet back on the ground. I begin with this with my grandchildren. First, let's deal with some elemental concerns. Listen to people when they speak and be quiet. When you speak, let them be quiet. One of the things most lacking amongst the melanated group, communication. The inability to simply communicate. But now let me kangaroo hop to this, because we're short of time. Every person who has ever come through this realm is subject to this law that I'm about to speak. Every single thing you think about, you have a feeling about it. Every single thing you think about, that thought and that feeling acts upon an invisible law that's everywhere present and always active. Everything is a result of your consciousness. You can argue it, you can deny it. It is the writing of your consciousness, R-I-G-H-T, not W-R-I. The writing of your consciousness that is crucial to lifting yourselves up by your bootstraps. It is when consciousness is deemed the maker and creator of your experiences, when it's understood and practiced without malpractice. That is the opportunity. That's how you have the Minister Geralds. That's how you have the Dr. Daniel L. Morgans. So therein is at least a beginning point. Change your mind, change your condition.
And I agree with that. We don't have time for a recant, but what I will say this real quickly. Minister Gerald and some of the people you mentioned, I had food in my stomach. I had clean clothes on my back. I had necessities that I needed to prepare myself for whatever I have become. There are those who don't, and there are those who don't have that because of an intentional effort of other people to keep it from them. So one of the things we will discuss the next time you and I talk is how we deal with that. Thank you for listening to Urban Family Focus.